We are learning Maseches Yuma, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots Chav Tes and Beis. The Mishnah says, Zeh HaKlal HaYeh B'Mikdash. The Klal in the Mikdash was, the rule was, that if a Kohen went to the bathroom Katanim, he needed a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. If he went to the bathroom Gedolim, then he had to do a Tefillah in the Mikvah. That was the Klal, the rule in Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the reason for this? Bishloim V'Raglayim, if someone goes to the bathroom Katanim, so Bishloim V'Raglayim, he has to wash his feet, because some of the Meir Aglayim may have gotten on his feet, and therefore he has to wash his feet off from the Meir Aglayim. So we stand, we have to wash your feet. Al Yadayim, my timer, why do you have to wash your hands? Omer Rababa, Zaysameres, you see from here, there's a mitzvah of Shafshev. It's a mitzvah to wipe with your hands, to wipe off the Meir Aglayim off your feet. What's the reason? It's also a person to go out with Meir Aglayim on his feet, because then it looks like that his Meir Aglayim doesn't go out in a stream, it drips down, and people will think that he can't have children, and that his children are not his. And people will say about his children that the Mamzerim, because he can't give birth. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to wash, to wipe off the Meir Aglayim off your feet. Therefore, the Kohen's hands and feet will be dirty. You'll need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So you see two things with the Gemara. First of all, this is the Gemara. Technically speaking, if he wouldn't do Shif-Shif, he would be sufficient just to do Kiddush V'Raglayim. So if you could just, so you see from here that you could do just Kiddush V'Raglayim without Yadayim. That's number one. You see from this Gemara, the Kiddush. Number two, the Sfasemis really asks on the Mishnah that if the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is Because of Netzartzis, because to wash off the Meir Aglayim off your feet or off your hands, so why do you need a kier? What do you need a kier for? Just wash your hands regular. And he blives fair with Akashi, he doesn't answer that question. Like upon him, you see over here, there's a din kiddush yadayim v'raglayim just to get off the dirt. And the Gemara is saying is, the reason is on Netzartzis on your feet, and on your hands, it's a mitzvah l'shafshef. And actually, Taisa Shama, he has a discussion about if someone has to wash the hands when they go to the bathroom. Forget about the Beis Mikdash now. A regular person goes to the bathroom, you have to wash his hands in order to daven or not. And he says, this Gemara, you see, that technically, there's no chiyuv to wash your hands besides for the nekiyas problem that it's dirty. And therefore, he says, maybe you don't have to make a bracha. And I and Shalom and Taisa Shalom has a discussion about this. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Omra Papa. Our Papa is having a different discussion now about Tsoya B'mkoyma, about having Tsoya on a person's body, or here we're talking about B'mkayim means the Piyat Abbas. Now before we start, how does this Gemara come in? So the Rabbi Tzalam Ranchberg and the Agoyas on the side explains that how it comes in. It says the Mishnah that anyone is Meisach Ragla, which means a Kayin that goes to the bathroom Gedolim, he has to do Tvila. So the Rabbi Tzalam Ranchberg says the reason is Shema Nishra Tzoya Al Basara, and therefore we have to go into a mikvah. And that's the Hemshech of the Gemara over here. Omra Papa, Tzoya b'mekayma, if a person has tzoya on by his piyat tabas, that means where it comes out. Also licorice kriyashma. A person is not allowed to say shema in such a situation. So Mar says, hey chidam, what is the case? Eden niris, if it could be seen, pshita, it's pasha, you can't say kriyashma. And we'll see if it's pasha, tak or not, but the Mar says right now it's pasha. Eden loy niris, if the tzoya is all the way inside, what do you want? It's loy nit l'tarlamach. He can't clean himself. It's not possible. So that can't be an issa to be kari kriyishma. So my answer is, this is the case of Rav Papa. L'tricha, the yoshiv v'niris, if when he's sitting, it can be seen. When he's standing, it can't be seen. So since the tzoya can be seen when he's sitting, so it's possible to clean it. And therefore, he should clean it, and he's not allowed to say shema in such a situation. That's Rav Papa's halacha. How is this different than tzoya on his basa? Just in case someone doesn't know what tzoya is like the waste from the body, and that's on someone's basa somewhere on the body. So that you can't say kriya shema. We're saying if it's b'mekayma, if it's nearest for any nearest. Now, just to speak out, if there's tzoya on the floor exposed within 4 amos of the tzoya, you cannot say shema. But here the shaila is, it's really covered, but it's on the body, but it's covered. And that's the Gemara's kasha now. My shnob at tzoya abasari, why are we saying here it's a problem? Why is it different than tzoya abasari? The itma we learned. Tzoya abasari, if someone has tzoya, let's say on his foot, or his hands were in the base of kisei. Now both these cases are unique, is that the whole body is not in a matziv of being exposed to tzoya. It's only one part of the body. either your hand is sticking the base of kisei or a little tzayis avasari. So it's machlekes. Rav Huna ama mutter likras kiddush shema. Rav Huna holds it's mutter. Rav Chista ama also likras kiddush shema. And Rav Chista says also to lay in kiddush shema. And the Gemara in Brachas Mavuyer, the machlekes like this. Rav Huna holds kol haneshama tahal kahal luka, which means that the only time tzayis is a problem or a davash of erev is a problem if it's one of your parts of your body that help you keep alive sees it. For example, your heart, that's why Libra Reyes Erev is a problem, or your face can see the tzai, that's when it's a problem. But Rav Chista holds, kol atzmoisei tamarna, and any part of your body that's touching tzai is a problem. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha like this. Vishla, for fear of Huna, sure it's not shver, because that's not the Pia Tabas is not one of the kol haneshama parts of the body. And here, according to Rav Chista, they call it tzmoisei tamarna. Here it's not called enough galui to be called tzmoisei tamarna, because inside the Piyat Abbas, so therefore, it's not called a problem called Smaizu Tamarna. So the Kasha is in Marashach, even Rav Hun or Rav Chista, Tshver, why is this a problem to have Tzoya but Piyat Abbas, but Makkoim, that when you're sitting, it's nearest, and Makkoim standing is not nearest? So the Gemara answer is Teres like this. If it's the Tzoya is in its place, then it smells very bad. Shloim Makkoim, it doesn't smell so bad, and therefore, it goes to the Machlekes Rav Chista or Rav Hun. So here it's worse because nafesh huma, and therefore the kuli alma here will be a problem of saying shema. So the akparam, the sikum is like this: that if there's tzoya exposed on the floor, you can't say kriyas shema within 4 amos. If there's tzoya in the piyat habas, so if it's not nearest at all ever, so loy nitar machasharis. If it's nearest loy nearest, so then it's Rav Papa says it's a problem also because nafesh huma, and of course if it's nearest also it's a problem like that. And if it's tzoya avasari, different part of the body, it's machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Just to speak out, the Gemara, beginning of Gemara said, either nearest pshita, so the Sfasem has already asked, why is it pashit? It's machlekes Rav Chista and Rav Huna, really, if tzoya avasari is a problem. Why it's so pashit? So you have to answer somehow that since we knew really already a little bit the svar of nafesh shuhume, so I guess if it's nearest and nafesh shuhume together, it was pashit, that's a problem. So the Gemara Vayter, Tana Rabbana Vayter, halacha of the once you mention Tilas Adayim, we're going to go Vayter and halacha of Tilas Adayim. Tana Rabbana, halacha besuda, halacha besuda, halacha besuda. What's the halachas of Hilchas Suda? Adam yoytze lahashtin mayim. So in the middle of his suda, he was eating bread, and in the middle of his suda, he went out to be mashtin mayim, which means went to the bathroom katanim. Noitel yode achas benichnas. He washes one hand and it comes in. The hand that was used for shifshuf. He washes that one hand. He doesn't have to wash both hands. He only knows one hand became tameh. He washes that one hand and he comes in. But what happens if he left the suda and he smooths with his friend for a long time, the heflik? He comes back, he has to wash both hands because we're worried he might have touched something without realizing since he was out for so long, he was mesiach das from the suda. When he washes his hands in these cases, lo yitl v'chutz, don't wash hands outside. The yikaras will come in. Why pay chashad? Because people will think you didn't wash your hands. And Vayisin Akim says that you should always make sure that you look like you're keeping the halachas. So nichnas v'yoshim v'kayim. You walk in, you sit down in your place, and then v'noyto shayad, you have the shamish bring in a pitcher of water, and you wash your hands. U'machzah tefiyah l'cha'archan. And the shamish takes the pitcher around all the guests and says, anyone has to wash their hands? And this way, you're making it obvious that you're washing your hands. This halacha, that you have to wash your hands inside, is only when you come in to drink. Rashi explains, the minig was, that even in the middle of a suda, when they finished eating the main part of the suda, you just sit for a long time and drink. Drink means drink wine. You just sit a long time and drink. So there, you have to wash your hands, because you might come to eat, Rashi says. You might come to eat bread, so you have to wash your hands. But unless you're in the middle of your eating, avalechol, then you can wash your hands outside v'nichnas. Why? They made the idea that nina daite. Everyone knows, you just went to the bathroom, you're not going to eat without washing your hands. Everyone knew you washed your hands. Now, what's the difference between eating and drinking? Obvious. Drinking, you can't drink with your hands. You have to drink with a cup. Therefore, it's not such a nina daite to drink with your hands dirty. Mashenkin eating, in those days especially, they didn't have forks and knives and spoons. They ate with their hands. And therefore, it's possible to wash his hands. I feel lishto is not made the other near that day. By me also, if I leave to the bathroom, I don't have to wash my hands in front of everyone, because everyone knows that I washed my hands, even for drinking, because everyone knows how makbar I am and how big of an istinus I am, that I wouldn't do anything with food without washing my hands. And what's the halacha l'maisa? So the Mishnah Berurah, if someone goes out to the bathroom in the middle of a suda, what's the halacha l'maisa? He avadi has to wash his hands. Does he make a bracha matilas yadayim or not? So Mishnah Berurah, these halachas are brought down in Siman Kuf Ayin, but it doesn't say if you make a bracha or not. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Siman Kuf Samach Dalas, Simchat Yigimel, there is machriya there, that if you go out to the bathroom, katanim, you don't make a bracha matilas yadayim. If you go out for gedolim, or if you go out and you're maflik for a while, then you do make a bracha of Matilas Yadayim. Zok the Mishnah Vayte. Mishnah says another halacha about the Beis Hamikdash. Ein adam nichnas la'azara la'avoida afilu tahar. A person cannot go into the azara for avoida, even if he's tahar. He knows he's tahar. Still atu yitvah. He has to be tahar. Rashi and Tosfos both speak out lav dafka la'avoida. Ein adam nichnas la'azara at all until you're tahar. That's the halacha. You don't walk in at all until you're tayyibah. Both Rashi and Tosfos both hold like this. There's the Tosfos Shalom and Tosfos Rosh who argue, hold dafka la avoida, you have to be tayyibah. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Chomesh tefilas v'asara kedushim tayyibah kohen gadol m'kash v'yayim. On Yom Kippur, there is five tefilas, and we'll see in the Gemara later on, the Gemara Shlamet Aleph, on Beis. There are five tefilos and 10 kiddush dar reglayim on the day of Yom Kippur. Tovel kohen gadol mekadesh b'yom on the day of Yom Kippur, and we'll see the cheshbon how that is. The kulam, all the tefilos of the kiddush are in the kiddush, which means in the kiddush hazara al beis haparva, on top of the beis haparva. That's a lishka called the beis haparva. Chutz b'zuv v'vav, besides for the first tefila, which was on top of the shahar hamayim, which is not called kiddush, and the first tefila was done in the chayil. And now the Mishnah goes back to return to the Seda Hayom Yom Kippurim. Parusu Satan Shalputz, Beinoy LeBeinam. They spread out a curtain made out of linen between the Kohen Gadol and the Am in order for him to go be Taibah. Zokta Gemara Vayta. It says in the Mishnah that a person cannot go into the Azara without a Tefillah. We said that La Avoida is Lav Dafka, according to Rashi, according to Taisis Shalom and Taisis Rashi, is Dafka. So a person is not going to the Azara to do Avoida or Stam to go into the Azara without a Tefillah. What is the Makar for that? They have to be Tevel in a Mikvah in order to walk at the Beis HaMikdash. Shalom is Ben Zayma, Tefillah is Ulama. Why are you being Tevel? You know you didn't touch any Masharats. Why are you being Tevel? Amalahem. So Ben Zayma says, Kav HaChayma. Uma Mashana Mekodesh LeKodesh. Madach someone who changes from the chutz lefnim, from inside the kodesh kedoshim to the azara, or from the azara to kodesh kedoshim, he has to make a tefillah. Umakom shenish karas, long shenish karas, from a place from shenish karas to another place shenish karas, which means from the azara to kodesh kedoshim. Talan tefillah needs tefillah. Hamashana mechayil is coming from outside the mikdash lekodesh. Umakom shenish karas, umakom shenish karas, going from place no karas to place there is karas. Ain't a dinch talan tefillah? Of course he needs tefillah. Of course, he will need tefillah. That's what Rashi learns what it means. Kodesh Kodesh means from chutz lefnim. The Tosfos Shalom doesn't like that. It says Kodesh Kodesh doesn't sound like that. It says it means from big day lavan to big day zav. That's what Kodesh Kodesh means. That's the Tosfos Shalom's shot. But Kapanim Ben Zayin says a kavachayim. Mad when changing from Kodesh Kodesh needed tefillah. Of course, we're going from chayil to Kodesh. We sure need a tefillah. That's Ben Zayin's shot. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, no, it's not a kavachayim, it's only the Rabbanon. Tzrach tefillah huzu. This is just a tefillah, kadesh yizkar, tumma yishana, shviyadav yifresh. In order, if you have to go to mikveh, you'll say, hey, why am I going to mikveh? Oh, tumma. Oh, taka, I touched something yesterday. And that will remind you about our old tumma, and therefore you have to be tefillah. So when Zayma holds a kavachayim, Yehuda holds, it's just to remind you of any tumma. Now, the Taisa has a kasha. Ben Zayim's kavachayim is a little bit shver. We'll bring a raya from a case of Mishan Mekodesh Mekodesh Umakim Karas Tegon Karas. There, you're doing a avoda. So all you have a kavachayim is to a case of avoda that needs tefillah. Who said lav dafka la avoda? And we said Rashi and Tosfos both learned that lav dafka la avoda. You need a tefillah. So Tosfos says a very important thing that the kavachayim which makes it the raya says only go to avoda. When you're not coming to avoda, you're at bottom. So coming to the Fit Tosfos, even in Ben Zayma, it's not completely the Raisa. The Tefillah, if you're going to Avoida, is the Raisa. The Tefillah, if you're not going to Avoida, is only Midr Abanon. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the whole thing's Midr Abanon. The whole thing's Midr Abanon, it's only else to remember about an old Tumah Shaviyadeh. So it's two Pshatim in our Mishnah, why you have to be Tevil every time? Either Ben Zayma's Pshat or Rabbi Yehuda's Pshat.